section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I did that last time too.
All right, now do it.
All right, now I can do this.
Yeah. Drunk! Coming to you live from Normal, Illinois, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, I'm Mick Lovin' It, IBWIP Spaghetti Western, What's Up in East Smoke, an interview with NBC's Brian Williams, and how to turn your jumper cables into jumper rope with your co-hosts, The Voice, Intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Boy Clayton.
Oh my goodness. I always love doing the second episode because everybody except me has had something to drink. And there's a lot more free-spirited Wild and Willy going. It's the Wild and Willies of Pekin. But welcome, everybody, to episode 183 of It Burns When IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Loud. In your ear holes. In your ear holes. All right, let me introduce my left-hand man and co-host, the Avenger of Antiques. Let's welcome Locks of Love, Jason.
Whoop, whoop.
I sell your old stuff, so you don't have to throw it away.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. I was wondering what I was going to do with everything. But,
do you find it necessary to have the crowd cheering? Do you think it adds anything?
The first 5-6 episodes, I was like, those are real people cheering for me, but now I know you're pressing a button, and it's a real buzzkill.
Womp womp.
All right. Well, it's also going to be a buzzkill. I didn't push record. No, just joking.
Oh, shit.
All right. Ladies. I got to turn it down a little bit.
I'll turn it down.
I want to make sure everybody hears this.
Uh-oh. I don't even want to know what's about to ready to come.
Let me turn it down some more because obviously it's still too loud. All right, ladies. I know what you're thinking. The Voice sounds so hot. Yeah. He probably has girls lined up around the block. Yeah. Well, you're right.
Currently.
He's a pimp. Let's welcome The Voice, Dustin.
Hello.
I love you, Dustin.
Thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. You're too kind. You're too wet.
I really tried to behave on it.
I know you did.
Okay.
I know you did.
All right. And finally, she's young, educated, and single. Fellas, let's give it up. A rousing applause. Arousing, get it?
Arousing applause.
Intern Heather.
Hello, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Welcome to the show. It's really great to be here.
Nice.
We have so much fun stuff going to happen tonight. Jason, you have had a large amount of alcohol, larger than any amount of alcohol you've ever had.
Yeah, you're putting me under the table.
Uh-oh.
And,
wait, that came out wrong.
Dustin, you drank the biggest beer I ever saw.
What's on the front of that?
It's Johnny Cash. It's Johnny Cash with Groucho glasses tapping a keg. And it's called Johnny Cask Dogfish Head 75-Minute IPA.
Nice.
It was a pint and 9.4 fluid ounces. I drank that all in the first episode.
What do you mean first episode? We just got here.
You're the one who said earlier I like recording two episodes pulled the curtain back.
Whoops.
On that one.
And Heather, you have a mist about you. Constantly
always
a mist.
In the mist.
You're so hot that you're constantly have stuff.
It's steam, yeah. It's actually very humid in here, and so that it's
algorithms
just
in the mist.
That's indeed.
The next episode.
You have BO. I am the algorithm in the mist.
Intern Heather.
Yes, sir.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Shock Top Twisted Pretzel Wheat.
It's twisted.
It's twisted. And it does taste surprisingly salty.
It's pretzel-y.
Well, I feel loved that you guys are all here tonight. Again, as always, I enjoy it very much when you arrive at my facilities and you sit down and drink alcoholic beverages and talk to me about stuff that makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
Jason, have you ever felt loved, Jason?
You know what? I don't feel loved often, but I have a story, if you care to hear it, about a time I felt loved recently.
All right. Well, let me fix this. All right. Go ahead. Okay.
You're shaking. It's an earthquake.
So the Super Bowl, like the most watched event in America each year. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not a huge football fan, but I like to participate in the fanfare. And all the commercials every year, it's like, oh, it's $1 billion per 10 seconds, $5 trillion for 30 seconds. So I always watching the commercials and saying, you know, what crazy crap are they going to come up with, or what simplistic thing are they going to do to blow everyone's mind? And this year, you're watching the Super Bowl, and you see the commercial for McDonald's, and it's you got a guy standing up there placing an order, and then the people behind the counter says, hey, you know what? Call your mom. Call your mom and tell her you love her, and you get a free meal.
Oh,
you guys see this commercial?
Yeah, I saw it. Tell your son something nice about him. I'm like, you should be doing that already, not for a fucking slimy ass
shitty thing. Ass cheeseburger.
But hey, go ahead and just turn around and so. You experienced this. I'll wait a minute. Okay, go ahead. You experienced.
Hold on, I got one more.
I thought it was going to be a fart.
I know some other people had to do this, so yeah, I want to hear what your story is compared to what other people
had to do it?
Are you so drunk you have to hold your head up?
Hold on. So on the day of it, people were able to go into McDonald's?
It's a promotion that's been going on. Well, it ended a week ago.
No, it ended on Valentine's Day.
Right. It went for a couple weeks.
Basically what it is, you go in there and you place an order.
Randomly.
And I don't know what kind of roulette they're spinning back there, but whatever they land on, you can say, oh, this person, we're going to give them an option to do something, essentially to spread the love and
take
spread
the physical
positivity.
Challenge right. Or pay cash.
You mark some of this shit, and you can say, yes, I will empty my wallet, or I will, like you said, take the physical challenge. And I went in there, and I said, and they said, "Hey, would you like?" I ordered like it was like $2.16. It was like two cheeseburgers off the dollar menu.
Right.
Because I'm savage.
Making
poor.
It rain.
That's right. And they said, "Well, would you like to do the McLovin or the Lovin thing, or would you like to pay for it?" And I said, "Well, what's the Lovin thing?" And they like this girl who was like is 2 days on the job, and like her manager or supervisor or whatever, they pull out this little card. So it's whatever this card is says for them to do. And while they're looking at it and they're kind of trying to decide what they want me to do, I say, you know what, if it's got anything to do with nudity, everyone here is
lick my clit.
I've got a big oversized clit from steroid usage. If you want to lick it, by all means, I'll take the $2.16 cheeseburger.
No, it's fine.
I listened to the previous episodes. I know she has no problem.
Okay. But I said if it involves nudity, everyone here will lose. So let's skip past that. They're like, you know what? Blow someone a kiss in here, and you will get your order for free.
Well, that's lame.
So I turn around, and I see this semi-trashy young girl, and I blow her a kiss, and I say, you know what, you're very lucky, I don't do this very often. And she giggled her toothless grin. And,
oh, no!
And they gave me my meal for free, which is great. I love a nice cheddar onion burger, a double cheeseburger for exactly no cents.
Right.
But it got me thinking, my order was so small in price. What is the line here? When do they decide past this point we can't give out free meals? And does it get more extreme the things you have to do in order to get them as far as how high your bill goes?
So yeah, like,
I don't know.
So like when we go to McDonald's with the kids, I'm spending $24.
But how many people are you feeding?
I'm four people.
Can't imagine spending that much at McDonald's.
You're getting combo meals or something?
That's high-end shit for McDonald's. $24 bucks, four people. That's some high-end
shit. Right. So, well, it's the shakes. It's the shakes because the kids eat the shakes.
See?
So,
they don't
not
need
into
them.
Shakes.
Now, I'm almost positive that if my bill came to $24, I wouldn't get the McLovin option.
Well, what do you think say they did. Say they happened to pick you.
You'd have to twerk.
It would be more extreme, right? It would be more extreme than just turning around and
blowing some
white
McFucking.
Trash, some kiss.
Yeah,
right. McFucking.
You'd be having to grab in some McNuggets.
And you thought she'd be offended by me saying clit.
I've got one. I'm not offended.
There you go. Add a girl.
What would you guys say? Would you guys agree that the higher the bill for McDonald's, if they want you to participate
okay,
in
the well,
club
the guy I know
extreme.
That had to do it, him and a friend – they got a couple of value meals, so it was like
$11.
Probably $8.
Okay.
He had to do the Gangnam style dance in front of everybody.
Who is that loving? Who is getting love from that?
Yeah, nobody.
Can I just say, I'm going to get all on my soapbox right now say,
please.
Why don't they just McLove all their employees a little bit more and pay them like $1.25 more and then put that out there like, oh, we did this great McLovin thing and we McLove all our employees and we McWant them to
what
have a better life.
What it is I think somebody came up with the idea and they're like,
how about some McInsurance?
Dicks.
You know, this will generate good publicity. This will make McDonald's sound fun.
I'm like upset.
You know, but it really, it's just making it embarrassing.
Sure.
You know,
we're already embarrassed that we have to eat at McDonald's. Right. So why are you rubbing it in?
So I think, I think somebody.
I honestly do applaud
took the
them.
Idea too far.
I applaud them though. They're, I mean, we're joking around and saying, you know, the higher your bill is, the more extreme the thing you have to do. But really, it's, you know, it's they're trying to spread the love. McDonald's gets a bad rap, but it's, you know,
they're
it's,
disgusting.
You ordered a McSalad, time to toss a salad.
Yeah, there you go.
Lick that guy's asshole for some free ranch.
That milkshake, make all the boys come to the yard. Heather, you seem to have a lot of disdain for McDonald's. Is there a reason why?
She really does.
I mean, like I was physically, I felt
yeah,
like,
the whole time he was telling the story, I was over here like...
Yeah, and I thought she was going to punch something or...
I like the feistiness.
Well, yeah, but it made me nervous because I'm thinking of nice, innocent, sweet, witty Heather, and I get vicious man-hater Heather.
Mick-hater.
Are we trying to say that McDonald's is run by only men?
Yes.
Is that the man-hater thing? Oh, okay, just because...
So why do you hate McDonald's?
I mean, aside from just bringing shitty food to everyone around us... those sort of things just annoy me. Like, the people working for you are not making enough money. They probably can't support their fucking families. And, like, then you're going to give everybody that's coming in, like, free stuff, which is fine, I suppose. But it's like you have people right there around you that you could help out,
you know,
on a much better level.
This is what I would say.
Perfectly serious.
If they said, hey, you know, you have to tell your child something. Or something.
I mean, I'll monkey for them. If they offered it to me, I would monkey for them.
But I would say, I'll tell you what. I tell my son something nice about him every day.
Yeah.
I want to tell one of your employees something nice.
Right.
That's so nice.
See, I go. Oh,
I would
go
love that,
the,
Blake.
I
think
through
they
the
would love it too.
And get a Coke, you know, before I open the store a lot of mornings. That's about.
Because it's only a buck.
Yeah, exactly. It's $1.10 with tax. That's the extent of my McDonald's purchases usually. I never got approached with this, but they're like, yeah, call your mom. It's like, I talked to my mom yesterday. Right. You know, it's like, I talked
she
to my
She doesn't
want
to listen to me again.
Yeah, like, right. Oh, she doesn't hey, like mom, me. McDonald's is making me call and say I love you. Like, yeah. She's at work right now. I'm bothering her to tell her I love her. You
right,
know,
they're,
she
bribing
already knows.
Yeah. They're bribing
people.
She's going to lose man hours.
You're not going to get a Hallmark moment out of me. Like, we're not estranged. It's not that I haven't talked to my mom in 10 years and like,
right.
Thank God McDonald's made me call my mom,
right,
and now like our family is tighter than ever. No, I had dinner at their house yesterday.
Wouldn't it be something if that was the case? Or
I
something
know,
from that
right?
spawn, like, mom?
That's what they want.
This
That's
is
family
what they
just
want.
Came together.
This is your son. No,
I
the one is still alive.
I didn't want to pay $1.10.
I
so
love you, Mom.
I buried the hatchet for like 10 years of resentment.
Why don't you talk to me, Dad?
Do you remember when you said that my wife was a slutty whore and that she wasn't allowed in your house?
And
it's okay because...
And I'm okay that you let Uncle Jimmy touch me because I don't want to pay $1.
And now I get a Big Mac.
Here you go, sir. Enjoy your fries.
Thanks, McDonald's.
Enjoy your fries. All right. So you shared the McLovin. You got your two hamburgers. You had enough to have hamburgers the next day even.
I had enough hamburgers to last me 2 days. I blew a kiss to a toothless chunky girl, and
And you catcalled, you know, a woman for food.
That's right.
I like that as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I honestly think everybody wins, and I think everyone's gonna win with this next thing that we're doing. It's an ongoing spaghetti western that we're doing. Let's kick it, shall we?
Kick it.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. When we last left Sheriff Dick Justice, he was eye-to-eye with his longtime friend, Deputy Orville Possum Shivers. But he was also face-to-face with his inner demons. Would Justice be forced to follow the letter of the law and shoot his friend? Or would he decide to drop his gun and walk away from the law, his life, and the town of Hatchet Wound, Texas? Let's join our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, as he makes the most important decision of his life.
The law is the law, Possum. I had no other choice. Well, I guess it's time I go. It's time to head to the next town.
As Dick Justice turned away from Possum's dead body, he threw down his badge, climbed up onto his horse, and headed towards the sunshed. After riding all night long, Justice squinted his eyes to fight his way through the sunrise. In the distance, he saw a small fire in a makeshift camp just inside the tree line of the valley. As he came close, he could see an aged Indian sitting next to the fire, sharpening his knife.
Excuse me, sir. About how far is it to the next town? My horse could use some water, and I sure could use some chow myself.
You have traveled very much miles under the moon of the wolf. Here, come rest your horse and share my breakfast of curry.
Thank you. I have to say, I'm not familiar with this part of the land. I feel like I'm lost.
I can sense you are lost, my son, but it is not in the direction of the land that has you confused. It is the pathway in your mind that has you looking to and fro.
Little bear! Little bear, get in here and take out the garbage like I asked you to at sunrise.
Pokin ass, I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm speaking with a wheelie traveler right now, thank you very much.
I told you to stop talking with every Tom and Dick and Harry that passes by. That's why you still haven't finished the teepee.
I'll get to it. Spirit, God save me. Do you not have a blanket or basket to make?
The old ball and chain, huh?
Yes, I should have took the train for the count of black bears instead.
Little bear, you're right. I am lost. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know where my journey is supposed to lead me.
The eagle does not know his path. He flies where the wind leads him. The buffalo roam the land led only by the changing of the seasons.
Little bear!
I know, the garbage, just chill out, I'll get it done.
I can leave if this is going to be an issue.
No, she would be like this whether you're here or not. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the buffalo. See, Justice, it's not about where you've been or where you're going. It is about where you are right now.
Maybe you're right, little bear. You're a wise warrior.
I am always right, Justice.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. You're killing me in here.
Come out here and laugh in my face. Then see what happens.
Sorry. Quiet door.
Okay, I'm in front of you. Ha, ha, ha.
For a squaw, you sure are mouthy. Little Bear's a wise man. You should treat him with respect.
And you, Mr. Dick Justice, let me tell you something. You're not lost, you're a coward. That gun you have at your side doesn't make you a man, a hero, or anything to be feared. Just a simple coward.
What to do? Sorry, Little Bear. I just couldn't take her mouth anymore.
You've just shot my wife. Oh, Ganesha, thank you so very much. She was driving me crazy.
Do you want to ride with me, Little Bear?
You mean like Tonto and a Lone Ranger type of thing?
Yeah, sure, why not? Just without the homosexual overtones, of course.
Then let the wind lead us through the prairies. Let each setting sun reveal the starts that map our journey through life.
By the way, you got any peyote? I wouldn't mind being able to see what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, yes, do not worry about that, Dick Justice. I am always packing some green buttons.
You're not the Indian I was expecting, but you'll do. Let's ride.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses?
With Little Bear as his new spiritual guide, our hero Dick Justice has found a fresh focus.
Oh, you're a hard one.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, shit!
My bad. It was so intense.
Cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time. Shame Dick channel.
Well, I know they were talking about peyote in that, but, you know, codeine is not a bad thing either.
It's the rich man's peyote. Yeah.
And Jason Isbell, a great singer-songwriter, formerly of the Drive-By Truckers, He puts on a fantastic show, great lyricist. Here's a song of his called Codeine.
After hours of timeless investigation, intense research, and the relentless pursuit of the truth, I have determined that rhyming is not the root of humor in the phrase phony baloney.
Thing I can't stand. It's this bar and this cover band. Trying to fake their way through castles made of sand. Well, that's one thing I can't stand. There's one thing I can't take. It's the sound that a woman makes. About 5 seconds after her heart begins to break. That's one thing I can't. She should be home by now, but she ain't. And I should have gone by now, but I can't. 'Cause one of my friends is taking her in and giving her codeine. One of my friends is taking her in and giving her codeine. Eyes as big as stars. When I saw you behind the bar, I guess that's the way to keep on smiling where you are. But girl, them eyes as big as stars. Sounds funny when you say my name. It's like you're chewing on a foreign thing. And you won't get to sleep till dawn if it don't rain. Sounds so funny when you say my name. Things that I hate. It's having to cook and trying to date. And busting her ass all day to play. Hurry up and wait. That's a few things that I hate. And if I call when I. So bold, still be so. 'Cause one of my
Hey friends, Locks of Love Jason here for IBWIP. Just want to let you know that every day, we step ever closer to the end of our journey. Every day we lose a little bit more time and put things off that are important to us. When I'm on my deathbed and ready to begin my next life, I'd hate to regret not contacting the show at blake@ibwip.com.
Oh, it'd be tragic.
Oh, the worst. Don't waste another precious moment and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, and Instagram accounts for a more fulfilling existence. And if you truly want to reach Nirvana, or at the very least, Chris Novoselic, then check out all of our classic episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or IBWIP. Namaste.
And don't forget, folks, craftvapory.com. We have talked about it endlessly. We've given you the promo code endlessly. We've told you what you're going to get if you use that promo code. We've told you, Heather.
All the good stuff. Merryweather, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. If you go to craftvapory.com, put in Merryweather as the promo code, everything's free.
Bam.
No, I don't think. Wait. Let me. No.
Do you remember?
I got excited. Please send everything.
I know. I got excited with you. I was like, yeah, everything's free. Use promo code. No, if you use promo code IBWIP at craftvapory.com, you'll get 10% off anything in the store, and then 20% off your first month subscription of their e-juice subscription. Definitely, please, if you vape, go give it a try. Try it one time. I know you'll love it. But by using that promo code, you show Craft Vapory that people listen and to the show, and you're helping us out. We're not getting any money for it. We're not getting the back end of that 10% or 20%. But it just shows the company that that's supporting us and sponsoring us that they're out there. And
it's free money in your pocket.
Money, fat bills is what it is. Just fucking
it's
fat bills.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Dollar bill, y'all.
I walk on down to the grocery store. Buy just the things that I like. Make it back home when I'm damn well good and ready. Stay out and drink till I'm done. Thank you.
Alrighty, folks. We had the discussion while this song was on of, I said, that's one of my favorite bands. That's my favorite band. And Dustin...
That's what he says.
He corrected me.
No, I didn't.
Well, it's my favorite band.
I questioned it.
It's favorite of my band. Favorite of my band. But I'm finally going to see him again. I haven't seen him in 2 years. Split Lip Rayfield with You Used to Call Me Baby. Unbelievable musicians.
Didn't I? I was supposed to say that. I apologize. Wasn't ready at all.
We worked it out.
Yeah. Nobody would have known, but you brought it up, and now you made it all awkward.
Here, well, you can just do the whole...
pause for edit.
You can just do the whole e-smoking thing.
Well, good luck.
Switch it up a little bit.
I should have said it.
Begin to bother me. I take a token on my cares. Go up and smoke.
Alrighty, folks, it's that time of the show, episode 183, where we do our What's Up in E-Smoke. Let me get the camera on who we're going to be talking about right now. That's the lovely Locks of Love, Jason. And what is that, Jason? That's Shocker E-Liquid. Magnifique. Magnifique.
Magnifique.
Alright, so let's start and talk about this. Okay, first of all, when they sent me, I said, hey, you know, send me, we'll be happy to go through this.
Some big bottles in here, man.
ShockerELiquid.com. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put it on the camera. This is what we got. We got this cool paint can, and all the flavors were in it. There were some stickers in it. But there's something, if you look at the label, there's a reason why I love this line. We've talked about it, Jason.
Very cool.
Move the camera off of you. We've talked about it, that presentation... Your gimmick is a lot to do with the vapor, you know, your line. Quality and the flavor, obviously, is the most important. But if you want to catch somebody's eye and, you know, when you want somebody to see your product.
Got to be flashy. Got to do something different.
And
having that ring finger pointed down is going to catch some attention.
All right. So if you think about it and you look at the logo, so what is it? What are these two fingers called? What are these first
your,
two fingers?
Your
index
pointer?
And your middle.
This is the vagina fingers, right? And then you put the one in and another one in the butt.
Commonly known as the vagina
fingers. The pinky, the vagina fingers and the pinky goes in the butt. That's the shocker, right? That's what, right. I mean, I've always called
it. That's how some
and
people do it.
The thumb's got work to do, too.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got all the work
on the clitoris?
To do.
That's
Let's
right.
Oh,
not
God.
Forget
You're
about
You're just
the thumb.
Used to using your nose. We talked about that in previous episode.
Call back there. All right, so Shocker E-Liquid, and their slogan is "Get your wick wet."
Oh shit!
So
dip that wick.
To me, the sexual tension is just rampant
through the roof.
All right, Jason. On the back of that can, it goes through the flavors. Let's describe. Okay, obviously the Shocker. We all know the two fingers. Put the other one down. Put your pinky in there, and supposedly your thumb is supposed to do some work. And Heather?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. No.
No? Okay.
She's ready for it, though. No, she's ready.
Are you ready for it?
Go hit
for
her.
What?
Hit her.
All right.
What do you think?
The Shocker.
What do I think about it overall?
Yeah. What do you think of the Shocker overall? Is
solid method, although before you go with the pinky, you need to ask whoever is involved and be like...
Whether or not it's stinky?
Do you know where this pinky is about to go? There just needs to be some sort of preface. If you got to airplane it in.
I don't think it necessarily needs to be said.
Maybe not said, but there needs to be something.
Yeah.
There just cannot be straight
like
up insertion without some sort
the
of...
Area
there you go.
Happen.
Just going
light grazing before you just dive
exactly.
right in.
Or you just go up and go, I'm about to put this in. All right. So, Jason, let's read these. Let's read these. Now, this is 70-30 VG.
The Shocker.
So it's a drip. It's a drip. So
smooth and shockingly delicious, sweet creamy yogurt twisted with slices of fresh ripe strawberries and a granola crunch finish. I can't read Shocker E-Liquid and not think everything that they're saying is just horrible, disgusting,
creamy
and dirty.
Liquid.
But it's awesome. It's a flavor blast of exactly what they're saying.
Right. Oh. Exactly. And now right now I am doing. What's the tangerine one there? I always get them confused.
That one is the Spocker.
The Spocker.
So Shocker E-Liquid, and then all their names rhyme. It's the Shocker, the Rocker, the Spocker, and the Teaser doesn't necessarily rhyme, but
no, these are all hand gestures that you would use to accentuate a woman's privital areas.
The cock knocker.
Her privital areas.
Yeah. Coming summer
like,
2015.
Yeah, I added my fingers in there, and now it's a much more attractive situation.
Yo!
That's, I mean, that's basically what you're saying, right?
He's smoking it up.
All right, so that's what I'm doing right now. I love the it's like a dreamsicle.
The Spocker is what you're doing right now. The
Spocker. That one is
Vape Long and Prosper. So like Spocker, the right. Spock, Star Trek. Vape Long and Prosper, tangy tangerines blended into creamy vanilla ice cream with a heaping spoonful of whipped cream.
It's like a dreamsicle. It's fucking great. Obviously, as you can see on the video and all throughout, a great vape.
I feel like this is like candy for adults, is it not?
Yeah, that's basically what. And I'm down to like a three milligram nicotine.
You know, that's
like,
awesome.
That's so awesome. Really? That's the last one before zero. And like I said, I haven't been smoking.
Congratulations!
I didn't realize you were that low.
Yeah, I'm going down, man. I'm down. I got one more to go. Zero.
Going down.
That's
really awesome.
And the reason why we keep doing these vape reviews is because I really do think that. I'm healthier now. Like, I'm still, you know. But if anybody listens to past episodes when I was smoking,
yes.
I'm hacking and coughing the whole fucking time. Like, now it's just when I laugh.
It's
in the
a
middle.
Rarity and a novelty now. But before, it's like, pause for hack, blah, 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 blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Exactly. So, I like I said, these are awesome. 70-30, your VG. So, they're nice, thick. They're perfect for dripping. You could probably put it in, you can definitely put it in an Atlantis. I don't know if it would. If how well it would do in like a Nautilus tank.
Me neither. I have no idea.
But I'm dripping it on my Sagali with
dripping it.
So there's another flavor that I'm about ready to put in here, and it's this is the Shocker.
The Shocker.
This is the strawberry, right?
That's the one we already read. Yeah. You want me to read the other two?
Yeah. Read me the other two, and I'll flip the dip and.
This awesome can, like we're talking about before, the presentation says a lot about the company. And the other two on the back that we have not talked about are the Rocker, which is throw your horns up. We all know the Rocker. You put your two middle fingers down, give the rock sign. Throw your horns up. Rich and creamy vanilla custard with warm caramel drizzled on top. And the fourth and final one is the teaser, the only one that doesn't rhyme. And it is a teaser. You look at the back, and it's got all the hand motions of what you should be doing sexually. This one is just pointing, and God damn it if it's not teasing the ladies.
Doesn't even have a thumb in it.
You just put it right on her forehead and go, guess what's about to happen? I'm teasing you now.
But it's on the forehead.
It's just a little wag of a finger.
Right. Yeah, just wag it back and just stroke her forehead back and forth and go.
See how much she likes
Wait,
it.
Wait, the forehead?
Yeah, you just.
Oh, I've been doing it wrong. All
oh yeah,
these years.
No, yeah. You do.
That's really where the erogenous zone is.
You know, fuck! I'm learning something tonight.
Well, you know how I eat a girl out is I use my nose anyway. So I'm using my nose and I'm just rubbing my finger on her forehead and because she's
impressive,
like, what's
impressive reach?
Yeah, I have really really long arms. But okay, so what is flavor? Is that?
No, please. I think go right ahead.
I finally figured out it's a can because
right.
In the can.
There you go. There's the tie-in. Yeah, the fourth and final one on this can is the teaser. One taste will have you begging for more. Thick and rich banana pudding topped with vanilla wafers and a dollop of whipped cream. So I take it, Blake, while you do love Shocker e-liquid and all their flavors, you're going to probably have to pass on the banana as you're not the banana man.
Yeah, I don't. That's the only one I don't do is I don't do banana.
What about your potassium levels? Do you ever worry about that?
I have never actually ate a banana. I've always smelled them, and I think they're disgusting. They feel disgusting. So my potassium level is probably a -7.
Not good. But that's not okay. Good.
You should try a frozen banana covered in chocolate. Those are delicious.
Oh, like on Arrested Development?
The frozen banana stand.
Yeah.
Straight up.
There's always money in the banana
stand. Oh, that there is.
All right. So Shocker.
References.
ShockerElequid.com. Get your wick wet. And right now I am. I'm getting quite good at building my own coils.
My wick is getting wet.
It is. So we went through the four flavors. Top notch in presentation. I think that's an ingenious idea. And the funny thing is they sent me the can and I clipped to it like on the handle. There's just a metal washer. And when I first took it out of the thing, I'm like, what the fuck is that metal washer for? Like I was like, somebody forgot to finish the handle or something.
Right.
But what it is it used the washer to open up the can.
They thought of everything.
Oh, I didn't have to get a screwdriver out. I did not have to get a screwdriver.
You don't have to do anything. They thought of it all ready for you.
And that's what I want. But this one,
mindless
like I
vaping.
Said, smooth flavors, nothing overpowering. I definitely, definitely recommend. It's like I love mango. I love oranges. I love citrusy ones. That's my favorite. But right now, like I said, I'm doing the Shocker with the strawberry. And great vape.
you know,
check them out.
It's here. I'll do another one, and it'll just fill up the whole room. So talk amongst yourselves.
Do they use the Steel Panther song for their theme song?
What song is that?
Two in the pink and one in the stink. That's called the shocker.
Oh,
it's a legitimate song. I'm not making what, that
Steel
up.
Steel Panther is such a novelty band.
I hope they're doing. Some of their songs are so good.
Okay, so they're giving us one of the biggest giveaways too. They're giving us a $25 gift card. $25 gift card to use at their site to order. I would suggest ordering all four, and so you get this kick-ass can.
Yep.
So, we're gonna do. See, this episode comes out on the 27th. So, till I don't know the 15th of March.
Yeah, the Ides of March when Caesar got killed.
That's my birthday! Yay! So please, please take advantage of this.
Happened that day.
What? Okay, Heather.
Yes.
It's your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what should people do as a contest? What kind of contest can we do? I think I know what I want to do, but what do you want to do?
As far as a contest goes, in order to get something,
the $25 gift card.
They should send us a picture of them giving us the shocker.
Oh, that's hands good.
Up. Ooh, all that right. is good. So, not in use though, please.
He's a veteran.
That will be
he
taken right off the internet.
Oh, you can no. Really? They can send one in use. You're just going to see the knuckles.
Be out of frame, like.
Right. Yeah. Honey, what are you doing? Are you videotaping?
I'm
winning some vape juice, lady. $25 gift certificate.
Worth it.
Be quiet. The kids are trying to sleep. No.
Sell it to browsers afterwards.
All right. So take a picture. Throw up the shocker sign. If you don't know what it is, go to shockereliquid.com, and you'll definitely see it's in their logo.
I'm going to go do it right now. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm going
to
do it.
Molly's upstairs. That's good. Send it to Blake at ibwip.com, and you could – Heather, will you be so kind as to choose the winner?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so
Suck up to intern Heather.
Follow me on Twitter.
Follow her on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
The Heather's BFF.
The Heather's BFF. Mm-hmm. And for a $25 gift certificate, I've got it in hand. As soon as we pick a winner, it'll go out. So thank you so much to our good friends at Shocker E Liquid. I love it. If you're a dripper, you cannot pass this up. ShockerEliquid.com.
The Shocker.
The Shocker. Sing it one more time while we go out. This is good. Instead of using that shitty outro song.
Oh, instead of Hank the Third?
Yeah. Let's do it. Okay. So make sure you check out ShockerEliquid.com.
Two in the pink and one in the stink. That's called the Shocker.
Damn. They're probably going to call you. They're probably going to call you and say, hey.
I'll probably get sued for
No. No, they won't sue you at all. They're gonna hire you.
It's parody.
Parody. All right. Well, Jason seemed to have taken off. So we do interviews here every other week.
We've had some crazy ones.
We've had some cray cray ones. But what I try to steer away from is like political things or, you know, important stuff. You know, I don't like to interview those kind of people. But we're taking a little dip. We have with us – go ahead and sit down. Okay. We have with us Brian Williams from NBC Nightly News. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on the program tonight. Actually, I'd like to start off quickly by telling you a story about what happened to me on the way to the podcast this evening, if you'll allow
me. Oh, sure.
I tell you, when I was taking the exit off of the interstate, I noticed a large fire in the distance. Something about the flames didn't see right, so I traveled in that direction, only to find a modest two-story house completely engulfed in flames.
Completely?
Completely.
Like, when you say completely, what do you mean?
I mean that there was a house, and instead of not being completely engulfed in flames, it was, in fact, completely engulfed in flames. And there were children in the upstairs window. Now, most would keep driving or perhaps snap a few photos on their smartphone.
However, call those goosenecks.
That's right. Call them goosenecks, if you will. However, I rolled up in my sleeves and I barged headfirst in. Moments later, I emerged with little Susie under my right arm, Timmy under my left arm, and the scruff of Cuddles the kitten nestled safely between my maxillary incisors.
That was before you came here tonight.
On my way to this program this evening.
So you left early to get here.
I'm always ahead of time. Now, when the home was a total loss, but everyone escaped without injury. I'm Brian Williams, reporting live from the dirty stalls of IBWIP. Good night.
Well, you're not leaving yet, are you?
Sorry, just a force of habit.
Oh, okay. Well, for people that don't know who Brian Williams is, like I said, he, Anchorman,
for the past 11 years on NBC Nightly News.
That's correct.
He has won 12, count them, 12 Emmy Awards.
12. Not a baker's dozen. I'm working on that.
Yeah. One more.
And you make about $10 million a year, right?
I don't really like to get into what I make, but that is accurate.
Okay. But lately you've kind of come under fire, so to speak, in regards to your how you've been presenting the news.
Well, you know, I don't really want to talk about that. It burns when IP reached out to me. Now, I'm a man of the people, so I thought, you know, what better time than now during my six-month vacation that I've decided on by myself to come on your show and give intern Heather some tips on how to be a more professional and effective news person.
Oh,
that's why I'm here.
Heather, this is perfect.
Oh, for me?
So,
Do you not think I'm professional?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I just, you know, I'm an avid listener to the show, as millions of people are out there, and I know that you're new to the program and new to doing the news, so I thought I would give you a little bit of a perspective on how to do the news more properly and more effective. I'm trying to help you.
Thanks, Bri.
First and foremost, integrity. If viewers cannot peer directly into your eyes and know that without fail that you're providing only an unbiased look at the truth, then you have nothing. So do your research, forge relationships with sources and insiders, and report news that has actually happened. Next, and just as important, your appearance. As a woman, you'll need to get a plethora of pantsuits, generous makeup, snow-white smile, and fair-to-middling cleavage.
On so many levels, I have things to say about it.
We got plenty of time.
Please start from the top level and then move down.
I mean, what's the need for pantsuits?
Professionalism. You know, here I am today wearing a suit. Suit and tie, jacket, button up, suit pants. You need to do your part. The female equivalent to that is a pantsuit. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. Am I right?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe I'm not right. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just going to take that away from you, Brian.
All right.
Overall. But I'm on the defensive because you've said that I need help, and so it does.
I don't necessarily need help. I just everyone needs a mentor.
Emmys.
Who gives a shit about an Emmy?
How many pantsuits does he have?
As a male, I have no pantsuits.
You're going wrong there.
The Emmy is the pinnacle of the career that I can achieve, and I'm so happy that in a Peabody, which I have received. And you are a young lady starting out in the field. You would think that you'd want to be taken under someone's wing as a mentor.
You know what? I've had pee come out of my body, and no one gave me an award for it. So,
a reference to Peabody. That. Okay,
yeah,
I get it. Very funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I have a few more tips if you don't mind.
And Heather, I hope you don't mind. I mean, we're not trying. I don't think.
No,
Brian,
I am completely offended that claws. This ever came.
This is the problem with this generation. They cannot take any kind of criticism whatsoever, even though it is constructive. Absolutely. Yeah. I am not appearing negative whatsoever. You're wearing a wonderful sweater tonight with a bow tie on it.
You.
Or not a bow tie, but rather a big festive bow. I would love to see you in a pantsuit and fair to middle cleavage.
Chest.
You know, maybe I will. Maybe I won't stop looking at her chest.
In the summer, do you wear more fair to Midland cleavage in the summer? I mean, it's kind of cold.
I suppose, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. we'll look for that in the summer.
A couple more tips, just real quick. Speak clearly and pronunciate. Use $5 adjectives and say them confidently. Confidence is key. All right?
Parsimonious.
Thank you very much. I would even say that's a $6 adjective.
Thank you.
And finally, if all else fails, make it up. After all, it is a ratings game. All right?
Well, yeah, and we want listenership. So
absolutely.
So, Heather, again, you're new. You're doing a great job. I don't want you to think
thank
this.
You.
But we need ratings, quote-unquote, listeners. So, $6 adjectives, pantsuits, just
cleavage, confidence.
I wasn't going to say anything
about
the
C's.
What?
Cleavage,
the three C's, reading, writing, and cleavage, Smith.
Now, you mentioned, if I may, you mentioned that if all else fails, make it up.
Right.
And I know that you recently had some issues with a couple of the stories that you have told about your time over in Afghanistan.
That's true.
And the hurricane flood Katrina thing.
I would like to address all those.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So I didn't want to. I thought it would probably be a touchy subject.
It is a bit of a touchy subject, but you have such a positive aura
spin
about you. Everyone looks to IBWIP.
Shocker e-liquid.
Is this an IBWIP exclusive?
It's the smoke.
It's a bit of exclusive. I've made an apology, as everyone has probably Googled or seen on YouTube. But here I am today to answer your questions, Blake, and to elaborate more on the fictitious nature of some of my stories.
Okay, let's go start with the most recent.
Sure.
This fire.
Right. Originally, I had reported that I was in a helicopter while covering the Iraq war that took RPG fire. Later, I recanted that story, explaining that I was in a different chopper. But in all honesty, I was actually back at the base looking at some photographs of helicopters from a book that I had purchased at Hudson Booksellers in LaGuardia before heading to the Mideast. I'm Brian Williams, reporting live from the dirty stalls of IBWIP. Good night.
Why does he keep saying our stalls are dirty?
Well, that's the slogan for 8 years now.
Oh. I didn't know if that was a reflection on Molly or not.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Malls? The titular malls?
Yes. She's upstairs in the green room. You saw her in the green room, right? She usually... Did she bring you...
I got cheese and crackers.
Okay, that's good. That's
divine.
Did Eli hug you in his underwear?
He was wearing nothing but his tidy whities, and he grasped me in all of his...
Then you were welcomed into the family like you were one of us.
Right.
He gave me a seven-year-old kung fu grip.
So, think I didn't give you the shocker. That would be weird.
See, I have a hard time with reporters because...
you have a hard time with...
I have a hard time with lots of things, yeah.
You got sassy really quick this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, put a couple beers in her, next thing you know.
That's exactly what happens. But
there you go.
It's mostly because my grandpa was a helicopter flyer in Vietnam, and he would take... He took Walter Cronkite, mm-hmm. and all Walter Cronkite did was go to the motherfucking beach.
Oh, is that
he
right?
He didn't see anything. He didn't see anything, but
he
reported about
it
the next night.
He wasn't in the shit. They didn't have Cronkite in the shit.
Mm-mm.
The beach.
But he said he was.
There's all kinds of shit.
He said he was
there. There's all kinds of. There's like broken glass.
Broken
like
glass everywhere. People pissing on the streets, man. They just don't care.
So I can see why it's kind of touchy right
mm-hmm,
now. Right?
Exactly.
So
that's really what it does, Brian. I'm sorry.
Now, that's fine. You know, with the exceptions of a few stories and a couple that I'll clear up in a little bit, you're absolutely right. There are some reporters out there who don't have integrity, like I told you should have at the beginning of our interview here. But I absolutely do have integrity. But there are a few other things that have been weighing on me in the wake of this helicopter scandal that I would like to clear up if possible.
Sure.
All right. Well,
turn a page and
yeah, that's right. You have to turn the page
in
your
Bob
life.
Yeah, like Bob Seger says.
Right, just like Bob Seger.
Here I am,
on
the road again,
wearing a pantsuit.
Here I am.
Show some cleavage.
Up on the stage,
here I go,
playing stars again.
Here I go.
Turn the page.
Thanks, Brian. No problem. These things have been weighing on my chest for a while. This helicopter scandal has brought them to light, and you know it's weighing heavily on me. And I got to tell you that I have been reporting the news for almost 3 decades,
yes,
and have had the privilege to be a part of some of the biggest events to affect not only the United States but also the world. And you don't get to the top of the news game like myself without certain embellishments.
Embellishments meaning, Heather, what's embellishment mean?
Means like lies.
Lies.
Okay. So we're going to
talk
about
really nice bedazzled jewelry.
You know,
things like that.
Okay. Tomato,
razzle,
tomato, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sorry to mean to interrupt him.
No, that's fine. Very early in my career, I reported that I was in Berlin at the time of the wall coming down, watching the aggregate crumble before my very eyes.
Wow. That's a monumental.
Right. You had Hasselhoff there with his electric jacket. You had Reagan saying, "Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And there I was with my very eyes. But I got to tell you that was not entirely accurate.
Wasn't.
Did you use someone else's eyes?
In fact,
your eyes.
Peter Gabriel, the light. The
yeah, I used Peter Gabriel's eyes.
I am complete.
In your eyes.
I see the doorway to 1,000 fruitless churches. Let's keep going. No? Okay.
It wasn't exactly accurate. I wasn't necessarily in Berlin at the time of the wall coming down. As a matter of fact, the late 80s for me was actually a time of sexual exploration and designer drug use.
Oh,
they were out there for me to use. Why not take advantage of the fruits that this world has to offer?
Please partake in my pecan pie.
On November 9th, 1989, I was actually in a club called Berlin, leaning against their wall, awaiting for my Raspberry Cosmopolitan.
Boy. Wow, these are like, you can spin just about anything. Like, but as a reporter, people are watching you on the news every single night, and they kind of trust in you that you're giving them the news of the world, and
that's
and
why
you're a fucking
so good.
Lion.
It feels so good to get that off my chest. I'm Brian Williams, reporting live from the dirty stalls of IBWIP.
They just read
good
what's
night.
On the teleprompter, man. They're puppets.
So how much responsibility do you feel?
Blake, Dustin, rather, I've had a hand at my ass.
In Berlin?
You name it.
Yeah.
Six out of the seven continents.
Now, the other main story that I know that you got basically called out on was Hurricane Katrina. Like, you said you saw a dead body floating past your hotel room, and I've read some reports that, like, you were very difficult at the hotel. You were bitching because you didn't get orange juice and stuff. I mean, do you have anything to say about this one, this scenario? Or was that the next one on your
list? I do, actually. Late August 2005.
It was a tremendous, traumatic time.
It was a traumatic time for the American people, for the people of New Orleans.
Did you just drop into Obama there?
Well, I've interviewed Mr. Obama before, President Obama, and it is not unlike me to take on his personality and some of his traits.
Yeah, more lies.
I will say
in
that
your eyes. Oh, sorry.
No, go right ahead.
You said more lies. I got confused.
Infamous Hurricane Katrina, it struck the unsuspecting peoples of New Orleans. My involvement was from day one and lasted for many weeks after. The NBC crew and myself brought you gut-wrenching photos and interviews from that Cajun epicenter. And, you know, that was the original story. That's the way I presented it to begin with.
Wow.
In retrospect, the facts may have been a little bit twerked. See, I was there from day one, but I was on vacation with my family. But the event was actually nothing more than a broken water main on Bourbon Street teamed with a well-timed thunderstorm. Everything else was photoshopped and edited to make it appear as though a massive natural disaster was taking place. I'm Brian Williams, reporting live from the dirty stalls of IBWIP. Good night.
I'm just continuing because you say that at the end of everything, so I know you're not done yet. But I guess, do you feel any guilt? Because yes, right. you're coming clean.
Yeah.
You're coming clean on IBWIP, which is great. But do you feel bad for lying and making up these stories? Because, you know, to be honest with you, like as a parent. When my child lies to me or says a lie, I mean, they get in trouble. They get a spanking.
Right. No, and that absolutely
makes sense. Oh, so you're
going
to spank him? Is that where this is?
I don't know. I'm half tempted.
I'm not fully against you spanking me, Blake. But what I will say is that your son can go to bed every night lying to you, feeling guilty, and then if you want to look over at his bank account, there's probably not much in there. I, however, Brian Williams, anchor of NBC Nightly News, am making $10 million a year and feel almost no guilt based on these stories that I have fabricated. But in the light of this helicopter scandal, like I said, it has weighed heavily on me, and now it is time for me to alleviate this pressure by coming clean with the stories that actually did take place.
When you get done with... Sorry.
I hope the ghost of Peter Jennings haunts you in your sleep.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
He succumbed to cancer.
What was the point? I mean, how, like...
Quick to the point,
positive,
to the point, no faking,
yeah,
cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
Burning them.
Running them.
Oh. Burning them?
Running them? Being quick and nimble?
I lied. It's rubbing off on me. It's contagious.
Okay, Heather, I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, no, but so what was the point? What did you think you got out of creating these stories? What do you think you created for the public overall?
Well, people respond to fear. And fear drives the nation as well as money. So if you're looking at money, which I have a lot of because I'm number one in the ratings as Nightly News, and that's what I strive to be. So if I have to create a story to get the ratings, to get the money, it keeps me in power. It keeps me on top of the game.
But who cares about you? I mean, I
care about me. And in the end, what are people doing when they throw the electric car in the garbage can? They're thinking about themselves, right? When people take recycling and throw it to the wayside, it's because someone paid them off. All the great advances in life are being held back by someone handing someone else a check. And that is the case with me as well. I will take money in lieu of giving the American people the truth of what they really need to know.
Which is what?
The absolute truth. There was no Hurricane Katrina.
Uh-oh. Like the Holocaust?
Oh, we're...
Are you taking it there?
Did it just
go there?
Wow, we went from hurricane to killing a bunch of Jews.
If you are upset about Katrina, which I think most people would be at this revelation, you are going to be very upset about my next and final revelation that I'm about to propose to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to tell you before I start that, Blake, that I am feeling very liberated in all this catharticism.
I don't. He uses such big words. I don't know what is
Catholicism.
Not Catholicism. No. While I am a Catholic myself, it's these.
And you went to a you went to a Catholic
college.
Things
that feel good.
Yes, I went to a Catholic. Hey, someone has done their research. I applaud you, Blake.
Hey, it ain't the first or the last time I've done research.
It may very well be. I will say that I have one last confession that I must make before I can sleep easy.
Brian Williams confessions.
Confessions of a Jew-killing Christian.
I don't know what that means.
A Jew-killing Christian?
I can hear everything you're saying.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Go ahead, Brian.
September 11th, 2001.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
I just plain...
Plain?
Made that one up. Aeroplane, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, first of all, great pun work.
You floated it up there.
I'll set it up.
Yeah.
You spike it home.
Yeah, like the other tower.
The truth of the matter is, during the time of 9/11, I was working for NBC in New York, and I was making my way towards 30 Rockefeller Plaza when I narrowly escaped a pigeon nosediving towards a humble hot dog vendor's fancy ketchup bottle, knocking not only over the bottle, but a stack of neatly displayed one-ply napkins all over the NYC pavement. It being a slow news day, coupled with the recent Frankfurter disaster, I conjured up a national tragedy that will live in the history books for millennia.
What'd you do about the video? Like, there's video of the planes going right.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I'm Brian Williams, reporting live from the dirty stalls of IBWIP.
Well, that's not an answer.
Wow. And that's the way it is. So basically,
schmucks.
And Brian, forgive me, because I'm going to kind of.
Oh, you're forgiven already.
All right, so there was this one time, all right, that I made a mistake in having someone on the show that I shouldn't have had, and it was Brian Williams. I apologize.
That's happening right now.
Exactly.
I am that man.
The Batman?
I am the Batman.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much.
Is that it?
Did
Heather get everything she needed from the...
Yeah, buy pantsuits. Okay. Oh,
all the tips.
Okay. Very good.
She takes all the tips.
She takes all the tips. All right, call Blake. Back. Well, if that's it, what
are you going to do for the next 6 months? I mean, what, you got vacations planned, or?
Well, you know, the scandal this is breaking that says that I have to force to take this break when really I had this break planned all year.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I'm heading to the Hawaiian island of Oahu, and I'll be spending the time there with my wife and my children. We'll be cliff diving.
Do you really have a wife? I mean, is that a lie too, or? All right. Well,
the truth
now
is,
I know why your daughter is such a good actress.
The truth is, I don't have a wife, and that is a proper burn. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you're like your bacon a little bit crispy.
Okay. All right. Well, again, Brian, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
I guess it was a pleasure having him. Right?
You're damn right it was.
Wow. That was my all right. Back. Well, a lot of things happened just now, and that's why I just like to have funny
people.
The
curtain's been pulled back, man.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to download this just over. Just boom. This is what it sounds like, all the downloads.
Oh, I thought that was you snapping your fingers.
I thought that was like when they like, someone dies every second. I thought it was one of those.
Yeah,
things.
From diabetes.
No, that's what they do to you when you're a Christian, or like when you go to Christian things, they're like.
They never snap
on my fingers. They're trying to kill people?
This is someone dying.
I like snapping my fingers. Catholicism. Yeah.
Here, let's everybody do it as fast as you can, and we'll just kill a bunch of people.
You're all dying right now. It's like The Ring. If you listen to this, you have 24 hours.
You have no idea how many.
You have
like,
to send the download
the
code
heard,
to
though.
Your friend, and then if they listen to it, you're absolved, and you don't die. They die.
Everybody.
Only if they do it in more than 7 days.
This bit is dying. Oh, wow. Well, where did Jason leave? Or
yeah, he went to...
he went to go hang out with Molly?
No, maybe? He went to go do the shocker to somebody, I think.
Oh.
Hopefully not Rory.
No, yeah. Oh, jeez.
What are you up that. To?
Hey, Jason, come sit down. So we're getting ready to end the show.
Yeah, and in
did
the
you
show
wash
already?
Your hands hey, before you sat down?
I don't know that I've ever washed my hands, Dustin.
That's... All right.
Well, folks,
behind that.
Jason, we had Brian Williams on. He told a bunch of lies. Supposedly, he saved a kitten.
The guy at the skate shop? Brian Williams at the skate shop around the corner?
No. Former forward for Orlando Magic.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man. All right. Well, folks, again, we are doing the IBWIP Classic. At the end of every show, I just kind of say, hey, there's other shows besides this one you're listening to, and if you haven't gone back into the steep, steep catalog of IBWIP, you probably should. This episode, we selected episode 105, which came out on 7/26 of 2013, and it's called Bacon Soda of Epicac.
I have a personal vested interest in this episode.
Exactly. This is the first appearance of Negative Nick and Locks of Love, Jason.
Hey, I will say it's actually my second appearance, believe it or not. I was on the 100th episode.
Well, but you weren't actually a co-host.
I was not a co-host. You're right. Yes. This is my first full experience and immersion into IBWIP.
And we had Mute Jacob on, and it was probably one of the best Would You Rathers ever. So let me...
That's right.
It caused quite a controversy. So let me read the show notes from episode 105, Bacon Soda of Epicac, right? Epicac.
When you get to that in there, I'm going to elaborate.
Okay, so this episode of IBWIP is a one-of-a-kind. We invite a couple new players into IBWIP Studios, and by the end of the show, we are glad we did. Negative Nick and Jason, it was just Jason. Just Jason.
I had short hair.
Yes, you did. Join Mute, Jacob, and Blake around the table, and the rest is Radio Gold. In this episode, we play unreleased music from Joey Alcorn, some Sturgill Simpson.
Hey, Grammy nominated! You were ahead of the curve.
I was a year ahead of everybody blowing it up.
Hell yeah!
We're trendsetters here at IBWIP.
If people say they don't play any music anymore, they don't play all the music. Motherfuckers, I knew the shit before it went down.
Yo, motherfucker, sit on a dick.
New Dogbite Harris, Buddy Old Mule, and the legendary Jerry Jeff Walker, which was not obviously unreleased.
So that means Split Lip Rayfield will be nominated for a Grammy next year.
Yep,
you
exactly.
Had your warning.
This time next year.
Get your suits ready.
Exactly. This episode is pure radio gold from start to finish. We play an interesting round of Would You Rather, Stay in Character, and we get a visit from world famous wife whisperer, Stephen Pierre Loins.
I do remember that.
Yes. I think he said something about shocking a woman with a choker.
Yeah, it was it was just domestic violence.
Yeah, basically. Be prepared, folks, because you won't stop laughing for 2 straight hours. We also give Mute Jacob some tips on how he could get laid. Blake talks about Molly and her recent jealous issues. That's when I talked about being someone contacted me a former girlfriend
who was
in Playboy, yes.
Playboy, okay.
And we drink bacon soda.
All nice. Right, 2 things. My cousin did laugh for 2 hours, and he passed away as a result. second,
unfortunate.
I didn't really like him. He's an asshole.
Hey, but if you think about it.
What a good way to go out.
Yeah, right, shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that makes me feel like awesome.
People say drowning is euphoric. You know, being eaten by a shark is somewhat of a fantasy people have that want to go out. But this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
To have your side actually split like my cousin Jerry
did. And for free.
Did.
It's a free download.
Just like Jesus.
Yeah, just like Jesus' side split, right? And the second thing I will say, Blake, is that bacon soda is awful.
Right.
It was. We had it a year and a half ago, and I am not kidding.
Was that from Jones Soda?
Was it Uncle Steve or something?
Uncle
Paul's or something like that.
I'm not joking when I say I got sick afterwards. Wow. Like, I drank it. It smelled terrible.
Usually
like,
everything related to bacon is good.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of broke down the ingredients. We tasted it. There was sugar in it. I don't want to get all into it, but the taste was not great. The smell was awful, and no joke, the next few days I was sick. I'm not. Something happened. It caused a reaction to me, and I was sick as a result of drinking this horse shit.
Are you talking about bacon soda?
Bacon.
Not baking soda.
Oh, that's definitely what I thought. I was like, that's weird.
No.
How did Blake?
We'll have to listen to find out.
If you need to purge. Right. Bacon soda.
And so there's so much more. Why would we ruin the excitement? This episode is also available on our PiaVision YouTube page. And I think that this episode is even funnier if you watch it. So this is back when we had half-assed quality video. And it's one camera over the top of us.
I remember that.
And it's the whole episode. But it's even funnier if you watch it. So definitely check it out. That's youtube.com/PiaVision. We continue to improve our new video division of IBWIP, so please check it out. I listened to it again yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was good.
And I know, you know, the past episodes are all good, but we want them to listen to our current episodes as well, don't we?
Oh, shit!
So, just to let everybody know, episode 181, an interview with Craft Vapory COO Joshua Crane, is now available.
Knowledgeable gentleman.
Episode 182, A Paul's a Thing, is now available. And episode 184, our next episode, inevitably titled As American as Baseball and Apple Incorporated, will be available on Friday, March 6th. Don't forget that this is National Craft Month, where we'll be celebrating the creativity of hippies and teachers throughout our fine country. But please, craft responsibly, and remember that glitter is the herpes of the craft world. That's a callback.
Slam dunk, Blake.
Thank you very much. Again, I was watching Heather, and she just sat there. Okay, that's fine.
No, I was silently agreeing.
Yeah. You can't reference something to someone who hasn't been a part of it.
Yeah.
And I feel that, though. Yeah. I feel that in my core.
Everybody hates glitter. And Friday, February 27th, is No Brainer Day. Participate in an activity that demands almost no brain power. For me, it's being on this show. Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP.com, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend. Help support the show.
Definitely tell a friend. And folks, we say it every episode, but it's very important. Go to craftvapory.com, use promo code IBWIP, save some money, show them that we have some love. And also, definitely go to our YouTube page. I've got a lot of interview episodes, I mean, actual interviews and performances from people that I've done over the years, but also we have a lot of videos and segments from past shows, so check it out. Just click.
You have nothing to lose.
Nothing at all to lose.
The shows are funny. The shows that we do are funny, but the interviews you do are really serious. We joke around a lot here, but you do serious interviews with some really cool up-and-coming artists, and it's absolutely worth a check. They're usually, between 20 and 35 minutes, something around there? Yeah. Check them out.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
They're definitely awesome. Heather.
Yes, sir?
Thank you very much for being on the show this evening.
Aw, thank you.
You're doing a hell of a job. You got a little chip on your shoulder the last couple weeks, but that's okay. I like a little spunkiness in you.
Good.
Dustin?
Yes?
A callback king.
Hey.
Music guru.
Yep.
And a beard. I don't know what else to say.
You don't know? You're not sure what you think of it?
I like the beard.
Okay.
But it's going to be really, really hot here in a couple months.
I'll bring the heat.
Ladies, he's bringing the heat. Jason?
You had me at hello.
I didn't say hello.
Show me the money.
You showed me all the money.
You showed me a hello?
What do you want?
Where's this going?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You spent a lot of time on this.
I did.
You do.
I do spend all the time.
Is this your last one? You're like, I did.
I'm now, done.
Fuck
I'm
you guys.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. Yeah, you miss Brian Williams. Why is it that me or you always leaves in the middle of the show when it comes to... And we always miss...
Because we're real dum-dums.
And there's only really one important person to thank, and that's you, listening right now.
Yeah, that's right.
With your earbuds in, headphones on. Maybe you're rocking your baby to sleep, and it's suckling on your breasts.
You gotta rock that baby.
Send us a picture, then.
Don't forget, ShockerEliquid.com. You have until March 15th.
Your birthday.
My birthday.
Your birthday.
Send us a picture of you giving us the shocker hand, and you could win a $25 gift certificate.
Not too shabby.
Send a picture of your baby doing the shocker. You get bonus points.
Oh, shit.
I'll pay for your goddamn...
Not doing the shocker like the shocker hand signal, just to be clear.
Right, a lot of baby molestation pictures coming
in. Yeah, I'm not saying
in.
The baby should be involved in anything... Horrible.
The thoughts of dust in the voice were not reflected.
Good night, folks. We had a good time. Hey,
you know what, guys? I know we usually say something funny right here at the end of the show, but I like to take a moment to talk to you about your choices for comptroller and your responsibilities to local government. Come on, Blake. Don't. I'm not done. Turn that music off. Come on.
Yeah, I said fair to me. It's good. And
are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.